you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're with Dr. Mark Carlotto. His latest work is called Before Atlantis, subtitle important, new evidence suggesting the existence of a previous technological civilization on Earth before Atlantis. And what time period, Mark, are we talking about again? Are we talking 12,000 B.C.?
We're talking the last 100,000 years.
Wow. Way back.
Right, right. This is the period over which Hapgood hypothesized that there were three pole shifts.
Now, with these shifts, give me, in your best estimate, what kind of technological civilizations we had then.
So, the civilizations, the basic sort of fingerprint or consistent pattern that I see throughout all of these is actually really an assumption that we've always built, given all factors considered equal, we've always built to north. In other words, we tend to align structures, our cities, our ceremonial sites, sacred sites, we tend to align them north, south, east, and west. And so previously, when the pole was at a different position, when these sites were built, they were aligned to north, but with the pole shift and the rotation, they're now misaligned. And so what happens is as you go back in time, you find sites that are incredibly sophisticated. Archaeologists would say beyond, they would attempt to explain them in terms of, say, the technology of the Incas or the Egyptians. But, you know, oftentimes they're unable to really come up with a plausible explanation. It appears that there's some technology that, you know, exceeds the capabilities of the time of the Egyptians or the Incas and so forth. And as you go farther back in time, the oldest structures are structures such as those at Machu Picchu, Ollantaytambo, and also sites in Europe, in the sites like Baalbek in, mm-hmm. in Jordan, and structures at Petra in Jordan, and in Knossos in Crete.
What about Göbekli Tepe?
Well, that's sort of what kicks this off, in a sense that, you know, this is sort of the this is now a pretty solid finding that's 10,000 BC, and it's coming around the time that primitive hunter-gatherers are just beginning to domesticate corn and wheat. So it's like, how could this possibly be? That doesn't have, Göbekli Tepe doesn't have the same sort of geometry that these other sites have. What I'm looking at with these other sites are rectangular structures or alignments that are that can be clearly measured and correlated to a compass,
okay.
To a direction.
And when these pole shifts happen, Mark, are they violently fast, or is it done over hundreds, if not thousands, of years?
Okay, so the scientific evidence for pole shifts is that and this is based on what's called paleomagnetic data, and we can get into that if we have time. But the idea is that many hundreds of millions of years ago, in fact, around the time of the Cambrian explosion, about 500 million years ago, there was a major rotation of the Earth, 90 degrees, and this was responsible for all the changes that took place, or a contributor to the changes that took place on the planet at the time. Based on the paleomagnetic data, this was a change that took quite some time, took, you know, many millions of years to occur. But now, jumping, you know, fast-forwarding, we're talking about smaller, more recent pole shifts. And if you believe Plato, take it literally as a source of historical fact, these shifts were rapid and cataclysmic, causing floods, volcanic eruptions, and so forth. So the hypothesis in Before Atlantis is that these more recent pole shifts were rather rapid and did cause the mayhem and the destruction that occurred at the time that is, you know, recorded in ancient legend and myth.
So what you surmise in your book was that there was something pretty dramatic in terms of technology before Atlantis. If so, where might that have been?
So the evidence is these incredible structures that we find throughout the world, these stones that are massive, hundreds of tons, worked with incredible precision, and you know these discoveries are well known.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've had numerous people on the show talking about them, comparing them, you know, sort of just the style, the way the stones are worked, the level of technology. What I've been able to show in this book is that these stones were assembled into structures that point in directions that correlate with previous locations of the North Pole. And it's not just one or two sites. There's over 50 sites, and they're major sites. And many of them are these enigmatic sites with these Cyclopean stones. So they can't figure out who built them, how are they actually assembled, transported, erected, crafted. But what these sites are not currently aligned to north, and so the hypothesis is that these sites, because they were previously, if they were built when the pole was in an earlier position, and they were aligned to north, they're misaligned now because of these shifts. And so if we can use the climate information that Hapgood used in dating these poles to say, okay, now these poles are 50,000 or 100,000 years old, and these sites align to those poles, then those sites by association or inference must similarly be 50 or 100,000 years old. And so the technology is what we see on the ground. It's what's left. It's these stone structures that defy explanation. So, you know, the book doesn't have anything really to say on how it was done.
Right.
I speculate a little bit about who it might have been, but I think establishing that these sites are incredibly old is an important first step, and it takes us beyond this. You know, there's this sort of 10,000 year thing going back to to Zeptepi and things that might have taken place soon after the last quote unquote flood, or if you're using the pole shift hypothesis, after the last pole shift from Hudson Bay to the current location. But if that takes you to Atlantis, with two more pole shifts, you can actually go before Atlantis and now actually see a pattern that's not just sites aligned to that Hudson Bay pole, but sites aligned to a pole in the Norway Sea, in Greenland, and in the Bering Sea. These are refined pole locations that I came up with that are close to Hapgood's, but I've been able to refine them using the site information. I have a technical paper coming out on this in the spring, but all the results are in the book, and they're all pictures and maps and graphics.
It's laid out.
All laid out pretty clearly.
Some people believe, Mark, that we are the Martians. Is that anything close to your equation?
You know, George, I never found anything that I could say, definitively that, yes, there are ETs or aliens. There's so much circumstantial evidence. But it was when I started off on this, the implication, a lot of people in the past, and it began with von Däniken with the ancient astronaut theory, was,
yeah,
only ancient astronauts had the technology to do this. And so I wondered, we just had all these coincidences. We had just done our DNA testing. And, that whole, it's all based on the out of Africa theory that, modern humans emerged out of Africa about 70,000 years ago. And by tracing the genetic changes, you can determine your lineage and all this other information. And rather than looking at an extraterrestrial hypothesis, I thought I'd try something a little different. It's like, what about an earlier migration of humans out of Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Now the current theory is that there were earlier migrations, and these earlier migrations led to the Neanderthals and to the Denisovans. And so it's like, perhaps these earlier people who had hundreds of thousands of years to develop, perhaps they developed a technological civilization. I mean, we have. Perhaps they did as well. And perhaps developing this on Earth, they were the ones that were responsible for these earlier structures.
Sure. And ours is only 2,000 years old, so imagine what theirs could have been.
Exactly. So this led me sort of in a different direction. So maybe the Martians were us. I don't know.
That could be. That could very well be.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.